It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to Radio MD and ER 101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. Well, some kids are already back to school. Mine child is not, but if you're heading back to school, besides backpacks and clothes and everything else, there are some health and safety checklists that you should think about. My next guest, Dr. Juan Fitz, is an attending physician at the Covenant Medical Center in Lubbock. Welcome, and thanks for being on the show.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, let's talk about back-to-school issues. You know, everybody does get those forms that they have to do for their kids. But what do you suggest as part of a good health checklist that parents should think about as they're sending their children back to school?
Well, the advantage of being a physician, of course, is that, you know, we look at our grandkids and our children. And one of the things that I always did was make a checklist for them, especially if they had medical problems, though. So one thing is to use is to have a medical record or have a form for the history of the child's health problems, any allergies to medications, any medications they're taking, who their pediatrician is, make sure they're updated, and contact information as to who to contact in case anything happens. I mean, make a list down the line, not just one person, but mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, you know, whoever's close to the child. And make sure you have a list of that and give one to the school nurse, give one to the office at the school. And a lot of the backpacks have little pockets. Put one in there, laminate it, and put it in there in case anything happens before you get there. You know, it's a fact that www.emergencycareforyou.org, which is sponsored by ASAP, they've got forms there where you can kind of fill out. Make sure your child's vaccinated. Make sure they get their dental checkups. Make sure they get vision checkups. I mean, it's very important about that. We tend to forget about that. And children need to have their eyes examined, too, as well, because, you know, a lot of kids won't say anything, but they're not going to say that they can't see the board. They're going to keep quiet. So it's very important that they have their eyes checked, dental checkup, have it done before school. I know it's kind of a bit late, but you can get all those done and out of the way. Helps a whole lot. And then if your child happens to go, you know, on a bus, make sure you walk with the child. Make sure where they're at, where it's going to be at. Make sure that you do dry runs with them so they identify where the place to go, you know, always, you know, not to talk to strangers, not to do this, not to do that, and kind of go through that whole thing and kind of schedule those things with them as well. And then if your child drives, then make sure you have a set pattern where they go through. Make sure that they obey the laws. And most of all, don't text. You got to get into that thing not to be texting. Wear their seat belts. You know, they're basically run right, how to get to school, how to get there. And then at home, especially if your child's going to be by themselves, make sure that a lot of these emergency numbers are already placed into your phones so that they know how to call, so they know how to dial, and they know who to call. It's very important, though. And especially like we were saying, with the medical forms, with all their medical history, it's very important, though, because and there's also forms that consent to treat. A lot of times, most centers won't treat the child because the mother's not there, and there's time that are being lost in which you're able to treat a child, and some people get all confused whether to treat or not to treat. So make sure the forms are completed that you can treat the child until you get there, they get in touch with you.
Right.
All those
but
are
people,
basic things.
But Go people ahead. Should know, though, I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz, that if your child had a serious emergency at the school and they had to call an ambulance and bring the child in, it's not like they would hold up treatment at most emergency rooms for any kind of
Oh, no, we're going to treat them. You know, our job and our obligation is to treat everybody. And a child comes in, we're going to be treating them, you know, especially, you know, they're scared. We're going to treat them with the most up-to-date care, if it was their own child. You know, being in emergency medicine and having had kids, I see a child like if it was mine because I know what a parent would feel like. And I'm sure all emergency physicians feel that way. And that's why we're so good at what we do.
Right. Now, speaking of, you spoke a little bit about vaccinations, and I think the case recently, there's ongoing case in Texas of measles being brought back, and a community, a religious community, that a bunch of people from one of those giant mega churches, they weren't vaccinating their kids. And I think that that, don't you agree, that points out how important vaccination really is?
It really has. I mean, we're seeing a comeback, a lot of diseases that we weren't seeing before, only because they're not vaccinated. There's so many falsehoods out there, so many wrong stories and false stories of what vaccines cause. And one of the big things was the fact that it said that autism was caused by vaccines, and it's been proven that it's not. And so, you know,
right.
We have
in
to
fact, they retracted. Right, it was in a British medical journal years ago, and the British medical journal actually retracted it. They made the author retract it. They said that the data was not there. But
exactly. I mean, and because of that article, a lot of churches went on these, and a lot of other organizations went on about not vaccinating kids. And it's been proven, you know, you vaccinate the child, you prevent a lot of these illnesses. And even as an adult, you should be vaccinated, too. There should be a timely vaccination for adults, because we're seeing a lot of illnesses, pertussis and diphtheria coming, making a comeback, though, only because we're not
right.
vaccinating. And right. So it's very
pertussis
important to get the vaccine
for
the child.
Pertussis is whooping cough, right? Just so people know, pertussis is whooping cough.
Exactly, though. So, actually, one of our physicians in the ER just got whooping cough last year, and he was vaccinated.
Gosh.
It's just that a kid showed up who had not been treated, and, you know, some of our staff got sick from that, though. So, you know, it is very important. Vaccinate. We got to protect our children. And, you know, I know this mega church happened. You can't reiterate how important vaccines are. It has stopped a lot of diseases that we had not seen for years. But now people are saying, oh, because it causes this. We're afraid to vaccinate our children. And
yeah, and it's interesting. I think we're the victims of our own success, and you and I are too young. Thank God there's not a lot of things that I can say I'm too young for. But to remember the era when children were dying by the tens of thousands of these diseases like measles, like diphtheria. I mean, you know, that and polio, things like that, which are unheard of now. And you know what's interesting is several years ago when a couple kids had gotten really sick from that community-acquired MRSA infection, and it was all over the news, a couple kids died. And it really struck me as odd when you think tens of thousands of kids were dying from communicable diseases years ago, and we forget about that, you know? And, you know, you wonder how do kids go to school today without a vaccine, but if you sign a religious waiver in this country, you know, because of our belief of religious freedom, you can sign a religious waiver. And I think that this church incident down in Texas, correct? I'm
yes.
not sure. Right.
No, that's fine. It was right in Texas. Yes, ma'am. Down in the valley.
Right. So it was a perfect example of what can happen. And it's, there's not a lot of measles here, right? They traveled from overseas and brought the measles back.
And most of the diseases you're going to see now is areas where there's not a lot of vaccinations going on. For example, Mexico,
right.
South America, and all these other, other underdeveloped countries where the vaccines are not a process, you're going to see that. And that's what we see when we come in. When we see a lot of foreigners come in, we have to kind of determine where they're from. And you'll see a lot of young kids, basically minorities sometimes, that you will see, especially American, Mexican-American, because of the context they have in Latin America or whatever. They're coming in, they're not vaccinated, so they're transposing all those, spreading all those diseases outwards that we're not seeing in years. I mean, there's pediatrician residents that have not seen measles in all their career. And so now we're seeing it because of lack of immunizations, this thing of religious freedom that does not allow you to vaccinate. Well, we're just setting us up for a really bad pandemic situation that we're going to have. And, you know, it's been proven that polio is non-existent, measles was non-existent, now they're making a comeback because people are refusing to vaccinate their children. And that's unfortunate, though, because lives were saved by it. And I agree with you. We grew up in an era where we didn't see these things. And when I was growing up, that's when the big move to vaccination started to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice. It's important, and vaccines are safe, and they save lives. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.